financial instruments with characteristics of equity. You're up. Okay, the next topic is financial instruments with characteristics of equity. And with that, I will hand it over to Shane Kahanek.
Thank you. Good morning. We have held separate meetings with both boards to try and determine the best course of action for moving forward with the project. Given the comments received from external reviewers on the recent fatal flaw pre-ballot draft of financial instruments with characteristics of equity, as a result of those discussions, it appears the way to proceed with the project is to perform targeted improvements to known divergent areas between U.S. GAAP and IFRS. We have provided the boards with an analysis of those areas that we believe could be targeted in the near term for improvement. Those areas are as follows: convertible debt, redeemable and putable instruments, and fixed-for-fixed interpretation issues. The staff have included in Appendix A to Agenda Paper 13 possible solutions to the divergent areas noted. The staff would like to point out that the suggested solutions in Appendix A have not been fully analyzed, but rather are intended to give the boards a sense of how the staff might proceed with addressing each area. The staff anticipates the targeted improvements will take several future meetings to deliberate. The first question for the boards is, do the boards agree that the areas recommended for targeted improvements are appropriate? And if not, why not?
Before you start to debate that, can I make a comment to sort of the relative to the point Russ and some of you just raised about reporting entity? This is no way we're finishing this one in a meeting or two. Okay, so you need to think seriously about whether you actually have the time to do this before you tell us what to do today. The two boards' situations are different. They both have, both of you have significant problems, but they're not the same. And based on some of the constituent discussions we've had in both the U.S. and internationally, it's not even, I didn't ever think it was going to be really easy, but it's not even as easy as I thought it would be. If you want to go through and answer the question the way we've asked it, that's what we're here for. But I think you really ought to think about the same points you've just talked about in conceptual framework, whether or not you actually have, will be able to focus on this in the next few months.
Okay. We start with Tom.
I don't believe we have time to focus on this in the next few months. And I also think that there's good reason not to focus on it until we land on a on converged or not converged decisions on how to account for AFI. Until you know how you're accounting for basic liabilities, dealing with hybrids is something that I don't think that we ought to be contemplating. And I think we need to get to a conclusion about that.
I don't disagree with what Tom has said at all. I think you make a very valid point. However, looking at your question in one, I think you have identified the areas where I think targeted improvements are needed. And I was actually heartened by the appendix, I've got to say, the work you've done to date. So, subject to what Tom said, it seems to me that there's considerable hope that when time's available, we will be able to actually move forward and be able to converge our literature in some of these rather problematic areas. But not right now. I think clear message, Ron, you're giving, and I agree with it.
John?
Maybe it's a little along the same lines, but I questioned, if we solve these issues that you've identified, how close are we? And I'm not sure, I mean, we've solved some issues, but I'm not sure that we're that close having done that. And in light of the other priorities, if we are going to postpone this, it would seem to me that we ought to see if there's a way to get fully converged and not just close.
In other words, the targeted thing, that would make sense if we thought we could get it done fairly quickly and do it by June. But if we're not, if we're not going to meet that deadline, I'd go for the full convergence if there was some way to do that.
See, that's question two in top.
Well, it's a little bit more. I was thinking of it more in terms of the timing of when to do it would affect what we do.
Mark?
I'm not sure how incremental it is given that conversation. I think that if we were to do a target improvements, these are definitely the right areas to go forward on. I'm kind of wondering, though, since we are starting in such different places and the issues are similar but not the same, and I know that's sort of question three, but I'm sort of thinking about it all together. I don't know how to help advise you as to what the right conduct is of the meeting. Since we're starting in different places, a lot of the problems that we have in moving forward on this project seem to be related to the fact that we're starting in different places. So I don't know whether we should conduct those meetings joint or together. I do agree wholeheartedly with what's been said already about the timing. And this is not a one-meeting thing to deal with these three issues, for sure. And I do agree that the priorities remain in other places in terms of the urgency with respect to this. I was surprised by some of the feedback that you've gotten from regulators about how big these issues still are in the U.S., even after the EITF consensuses that have come out over the last couple of years. So there is considerable work to be done, and even if we just do those targeted improvements, I think that would be very helpful at some point.
Pat Finnegan, next.
Based on our history in the past year of discussing this topic, I don't foresee the recommendation to tackle targeted improvements in any time frame over the next several months as being realistic and complete that. Nor I would be concerned that we may not arrive at the most sound answers as well. So my view is that, frankly, we need a project that's going to incorporate alternative C with alternative A, and perhaps even elements of alternative B. And so maybe the way to do this is to conduct it in phases. But I think any conclusions we reach with respect to those areas, we need to reconcile with our definition of, as Tom suggested, liabilities and equity. I think that's critical. So I really think that we should target this as something we're going to finish well after June 30, 2011. And not try to put patches or band-aids on it. To me, it's too important.
Are you saying we don't need to have an exposure draft predicted before June 30th, 2011? Because I think that's what I'm hearing.
Absolutely. That's right.
That's what you're hearing. Yeah. That's what the tech plan currently says. Okay. PK?
You know, I was going for the targeted improvements of for one reason is that there is a crying need in many nations about this foreign currency convertible bond, and that's becoming a real issue that we need to deal with. So I thought in the interim, taking these targeted improvements would at least alleviate that concern in the immediate future. But I think I'm also balanced with the concept that, you know, what we just had in 10, 15 minutes or 20 minutes ago on the conceptual framework, I think it's very important to resolve those issues. And also, given the fact that the capacity of the board is pretty overburdened right now, and so I think it would be advisable to look at it in a much better manner at a later stage rather than now, even though I am very sensitive to the comments and the requirements in certain jurisdictions for an immediate answer.
PK, that's something that in the U.S. we might say, let the EITF handle it. Is that a possible way to be responsive? Yeah. Meaning for IFRC, obviously.
No.
No. Okay.
Sue, did you want to comment on that?
I think it's actually been to IFRIC in the past.
I thought so, but
yeah. And it's not just an interpretation issue. It needs a change to the literature. Yeah.
No, we actually gave the EATF the authority to amend. Larry?
The FASB has on its website a summary of the activities that we've followed, which shows that we've been working on this for over 20 years. And Jim Weisenring repeatedly corrects me and says that it's actually much longer than that. So if we delay this beyond June 2011, you know, I think that's fine. We need to take a critical look at what our priorities are. So, you know, I think that's fine. I am concerned about the recent discussions we've had with the SEC and the fact that it appears as if smaller companies are having some difficulty interpreting our literature. And I believe some of that confusion really is created by how our literature is organized or not organized. And I know I've said this before, but I want to say it in public. I think that while the board capacity restricts us from working on this right now, I think the staff has sufficient resources such that they could be in a position to start rewriting the codification so that people can understand what is required by the literature. You know, one of the drawbacks of 075, is that what it is that it made a recently issued document that the AICPA put together that was a good practice aid, particularly for smaller practitioners. It made it obsolete so that they pulled it from the website. So there's really nothing that people have. So I would hope that we would devote the resources to rewriting the codification in the meantime and then pick this up. And, you know, fundamentally, while it might be nice for us to take our pieces of literature and work on something like this, I don't really think that's the right answer.
I think I'd like to take the codification point offline for us to talk about.
I'd just like to note in public he was looking directly at Shane and not at me when he said that.
Okay. Pat McConnell?
I think it would be a good idea to wait until after June 2011 to work on this as well. I think the reason why we have difficulty coming to consistent answers on this relates back to the discussion we were having about the conceptual framework earlier and people's concern about whether we really addressed the proprietary versus entity theory in the first chapter. Granted, we use it in a different manner, but we concluded, I mean, what it says in the new chapter is we concluded that financial reports should reflect the separation by accounting for the entity and its economic resources and claims rather than its primary users and their interests in the reporting entity, which suggests that maybe there isn't any distinction to be drawn between those claims. And if there are people that believe that, it's going to be very difficult to decide what is equity and what isn't. And that may be, maybe we need to really come back and discuss that again before we can move forward with this project and come to an agreed solution. So I think we should wait because I think there's a fundamental misunderstanding of what we're talking about.
Thank you. I think that this targeted amendment is, I'm not supportive of this movement. As Joan pointed out, I think that after having this amendment, I'm not sure to what extent both standards will be the similar. And considering the effort we have to make and the result, I think not worth doing so. And the, say, as a general, I think that as long as the our current draft of the exposure draft has been criticized by the commentators. The reason why, if I understand correctly, I think that we try to reserve current treatment and try to have the almost the same standards currently we have. So as long as we have such thinking, I think we cannot make any progress, it seems to me. So I think to be conceptually pure or theoretical ones, we need some time, and maybe drastically different from what we have currently. So if we go that route, we need some time to persuade our constituents. So my basic views is as I expressed last month, we should stop this project. But if you keep doing so, it should be after June 2011, and we need some time to persuade the constituents.
Did I hear you correctly to say that the thinking would improve after June 2011?
I don't care, to be honest.
Russ, I had you on my list. Did you want to get in?
I did, but Larry and
oops,
kind of stole my thunder.
Right.
The only thing I'd add to Larry's point was also other educational activity, but we take that offline.
Okay. David?
Just to say, I've always been a Ron Lott fan, and you look at Ron, he's got that sort of grizzled look of the old pro, you know, he's heard it all before, and these guys are fouling this up yet again, and we've gone through several iterations of what this project's about, and Ron has done it with a pragmatic attitude, you know, doesn't say much, but he just accepts they're getting it wrong again, and they're going to mess it up, so we just accept it. I think the decision that people seem to be coming to about postponing is the right answer. When we did putables, it was not quick, and it's not consistent with the present conceptual framework. It all ties up with elements, which is another thing that Ron's failed to complete for us. But how we get this right. Tom's also right about the how we deal with financial instruments. So in a way, this one's coming after that, and I think it's a wise decision not to risk wrecking some of the projects we have promised for June simply because we take so long on this one and do it. It's, if we're going to have the priorities, we have to stick to that. I'm sorry about that because it's an interesting project and it'd be nice to finish it, but I just don't think we've time to do it at the moment.
A question I would have for the staff is, can you see a potential solution being to go into research mode? In other words, some have suggested that maybe we, I don't want to say start over, but you know, maybe we don't go with the approach the staff was recommending today, but rather see if we can come up with a different approach to a converged solution. Do you see that as a fruitful way to spend some time?
You mean approach 5.0? No.
That's the tool.
not in public, no.
Yeah, I think I'd rather not answer that question in public.
I'll take that as a no.
He's going to come up with an arrow view of entity equity again. That's wrong as well. Wrong, yeah.
Any further comments? Okay. Thank you for all your hard work.
We're done with this for a while.
I think we have a break schedule. We come back. Oh, where are we?
What about your staff now? Are they on? It's 5:30, isn't it? So we're going to start at 1:40.
Great.
Well, we could probably also talk to some people.
Yeah.
We're just going to have a sort of 10-minute admin session. We'll start again at 10:45 because we're going to have Fansby joining us and we can't get them early unless we get them out of bed. We'll start at 10:45 on the technical side. But if we could just go back in the private session, if that's okay, just leave your stuff here. It won't be long.
Michael, what did you just say?
Yeah, I just said the side course for them.
Okay.
And we're going to private session for...
Before that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you must turn off the mic.